You are listening to the Living Greater Podcast, and I am your host, Arn Allamond. Together, we are building a community of people helping others to live greater through fitness, nutrition, and health.
Now, hey, everybody, good morning. I have the distinct pleasure this morning of being here with Christoph Ketterman, owner of Hidden Gym CrossFit. And I wanted to chat just for a second, give a little bit of background on Christoph. Christoph has the distinct honor, in my opinion, of having trained over 20,000 clients. And I want to hear a little bit about that as we move along. Christoph has served in our armed forces. He serves a vital role in our community, just helping others. And has, in my opinion, just an absolutely incredible and impactful story as to why this is something that is so important to him. So, Christoph, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Arn.
Absolutely, my friend. Hey, I want to touch on that if we can for a second, because I know my wife Nikki and I came out and were part of your grand opening, which so excited for your new location and everything that you've got planned there. And you told us a story that morning just before we did our workout. And you've told me that story before, actually, when we had been sitting and just talking and stuff, about why this is so important to you. I think it's a great place to open. Do you mind sharing that story with us?
Yeah, not a problem. So you guys kind of got the middle of the story. The first part of the story is when I was in the Air Force, I'd been kicked out of the SEER program, the SEER instructor program, for being too aggressive on the last day before graduation. And I got depressed and I put on about 63 pounds in under 6 months. Wow. And my defining moment is I was playing a video game with my shirt off, drinking Mountain Dew, because, you know, that's what you do when you play video games, right? And I put the Mountain Dew in between my chest and it sat on my stomach and I kept playing my game. Like, that was my cup rest, was putting it there. And I looked like a pregnant woman. And it just hit me. I was 19. I was in tears. I didn't know what the hell had happened to me. I had no clue how to get away from there. I was just lost. Well, that turned into a certification, which turned into 5 more, then turned into 7, and then I got out of the Air Force. And I came back home, and my grandfather's about 70, 80 pounds overweight. Yeah. He'd been overweight my entire life, just kind of what I knew him to be. But I was like, you know what? I've worked with 5,000 people at this point. I am a star trainer. Like, I am amazing. And so I gave him the Zone Diet book, said, read this, change your diet, change your life. And I left it at that. And a couple months later, he died of a heart attack. And I'll never forget, I was on my way to go work at the YMCA. I got out of the Air Force. I went to the Y to get a membership because I was like, I don't know where else to go. And I walked out with a job. Blew my mind. I had to go train some clients. And my mom called me and she was hysterical and left a message. I'm like, going to work, turned it off. And later found out that he had passed away. And I had gotten into work and I was like, I can't do this. I was like, my grandfather just died. I got to go. And when I sat back and thought about it after the fact, I was like, I gave him all the information. Why didn't he change his diet? Why did he have to die? Because if he had started 2 months out, that very well could have been enough of a change. I mean, I've seen dramatic changes in people, 30, 40 pounds in 2 months. Now, don't get me wrong, that's not the healthiest way to go. But if you're on that verge of life or death, I'll take the impact of losing 40 pounds in 2 months. and I had realized I didn't know where he was at. I couldn't connect to where he was at. Even though I'd been there myself, I had no idea where he was at. And so I was just throwing spaghetti at a wall, hoping something stuck. And it made me really reevaluate how I went about nutrition and exercise. You have to go to where that person is, be able to empathize with what they're going through, and then gently guide them to where they need and want to be. Well, if that wasn't a strong enough thing to just say, go forward and change how you do it, a few years later, my grandmother gets diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. That happens all the time to people.
Sure.
Well, a nurse calls her, not the doctor, but the nurse, that's standard, and says, hey, your labs came back, you have type 2 diabetes, you know, blah, 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 blah. The doctor recommends you lose 15 to 20 pounds. And my grandmother's response is, I'm 5 foot and weigh 115 pounds. What do? Cut off a leg? The nurse goes, oh, well, let me look at your file again and I'll get back to you. Just remember you have diabetes, you do a follow-up, click.
Wow.
Grandmother's like, this is life-changing stuff, and you're treating it like you're changing a tire.
Right.
And for me, I was like, okay, the people that are supposed to help us when we get to that bad place don't even care about us. And the people like me who are supposed to help prevent you from getting there don't even know how to reach you. So is everyone just screwed? And I was like, no, that's not how this is supposed to be. And so I was finishing out my time in the Army. I did 6 years in the Air Force, then 10 and a half in the Army.
Okay.
I was finishing out my time and I was like, I'm changing this. Like, I'm changing how we approach nutrition. I'm changing how we approach exercise. There is a better way. And that's how Hidden Gym came to be.
That's amazing. That's, I mean, three impactful events in your life, right? That, and it explains in my mind so much of what I see in you and in your community and in your message. But those things that you experienced, I mean, we experience those things every day. I think on the first example, it's amazing to me how quickly these changes can happen in our lives. And before we know it, we're at a point that almost seems unreturnable. Like, it's like we get somewhere and there's no way to come back. You know, we're so far in and so deep. And I think a lot of us don't. And then the other thing is that a lot of people see you now. Like, if I just walked up and I just knew you right now, and I meet Christoph at the gym, my perception is this guy is dialed in. He's got his nutrition on point. He lifts like a fiend, you know, and this is just the way it's always been, right? And it's like, if that story isn't expressed, nobody knows. Nobody knows the difference. And I think for those of us that are, you know, when we have those difficulties, it makes it that much harder to get ahead of the game and get a grip on it. I mean, do you see anything like that?
I would say mentally, yeah. So when you have those difficulties that sit in front of you, perception is reality. And so you perceive that those difficulties are difficulties, you allow them to become roadblocks. And for me, where I came from, I'm only used to roadblocks. Like, I'm used to is no. And so when someone's like, you can't lose that weight, okay, I'm going to lose that weight. Like,
sure.
Your yes or no doesn't matter to me. And then when I look at it from the business side and people don't know my background story, yeah, it could be something that holds me back. But I think parts of those stories seep out when they talk about some of their troubles and I truly can understand.
Yes.
They're upset about something. I'm the one who breaks down crying. You know? It communicates a little bit more than just, hey, here's the 23 certifications I have on the wall and the 2 degrees I'm sitting with. You know, like, that doesn't mean jack to anyone. The fact that I truly care about the results, and then later they find out he was in my exact position.
Right.
Then it kind of clicks well even more. So I don't see it as a difficulty or an obstacle. I see it as an opportunity to really leverage connection.
That's amazing. That's a great perspective. And so, yeah, maybe that piece becomes less about the connection you make once you meet them. It's just, let me meet them, right?
Like, yeah.
Come in, you know, let me talk. Let's get to know each other. 23 certifications.
Yeah.
You're a learner.
Well, so my first certification, it's kind of embarrassing to say, but my first certification was the AFAA Step Aerobics Instructor.
Love it.
So when I was super overweight, I went to the Air Force Health and Wellness Center. Like, what do I do? And they're like, well, we can give you some exercise and nutrition, but the best thing for you to do is take a certification. I was like, fine, tell me, just anything. I need to lose this weight.
Sure.
So they handed me the first thing they grabbed, which was step aerobics. And I did that for like 3 months. And I was like, no. I was doing something else. And then I did my NASA, and then I did some ISSA, and then eventually I did ACSM, and then CSCS, and they just started rolling. And one part was wanting to learn. The other part is I never felt like what I was learning helped me. And I know that sounds crazy. You figure somewhere in those 23 certifications, I would have found something that just bing, light goes on.
Right.
Came really close with the CrossFit courses, like CrossFit level 1, CrossFit level 2, definitely. But they were so short.
Right.
Like, they teach you, you know, here's some basic movements. Here's a couple things about coaching. But it's like going through Costco and you got those little like snack bins or whatever.
Sure.
Tasted it, but you're not making a meal for your family out of it. And that's what I was looking for. I was looking for, how do I actually coach? how do I actually connect to people? Cool, I've got all this knowledge about the Krebs cycle and, you know, the 32 ATP that are going to be generated through one's blood, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
How do I connect to that person? And so, yeah, just a snowball effect, just looking for the answer that I was never finding.
That's incredible. Well, and I will agree with you that I love learning. In fact, it hit me the other day. I was like, you know, I need to get out and I need to get into some more courses. And the reason being that every time you jump in again, it reinvigorates. Like, there is so much. I mean, you alluded to it. It's like in these certification courses or weekends that you travel to, everything is thrown in all at once. And so you're all on. And it's like any conference that people go to. And I know some people go to conferences with their job and they don't look forward to it. Most of the coaches that I know, it's like, these things, we get fired up about it because you're around people that, you know, like mind and like personality, right? Everybody's talking and thinking about the same thing. And you're just, it's like your brain just starts to grow and just explode with all the possibilities. I mean, I'm always amazed. I'm probably a little hard to handle when I come home from something like that. Like around all my friends, I'm like, oh, and then, you know, and and I'm sure everybody's like, all right. It's all good. But it is, it's little pieces. And I think that's amazing. I agree. I think the CrossFit certifications of everything that I've done in that short period of time have been some of the meatiest, most thorough, like all the way around, all encompassing, courses that I've been through. I mean, absolutely love the methodology and the coursework and everything. So with that said, you know, Hidden Gem CrossFit, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? You gave us the backstory about how you came to be and why you want to do. But I know that what you're doing at Hidden Gem, I know things, what you're doing at Hidden Gem is a little unique. I mean, you are a CrossFit gym, number one, but you've got kind of like, you got something else special going on there.
Yeah, so you said it right. We're a CrossFit gym, but we're not like any other CrossFit gym out there. So, and I love all of our other CrossFit gym owners. Please take this as no insult whatsoever. I think the CrossFit methodology is amazing, and how each individual gym has its own personality is phenomenal. But we're kind of like that weird guy off in the corner who you don't really understand until you get to know him, and he's like, really a super genius. That's kind of how we are. So everything we do starts with that initial no sweat intro. So a person comes into our gym specifically to sit down and talk about their goals. They tell us what they wanted to accomplish, the obstacles they've had in the past, things they've done in the past and why they haven't stuck with them. And then we give them a prescription. Not a, hey, this is what we're going to sell you, but if you want to solve your problem, you need to do this, 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 and this. Here is the best course of action for you. You can take that anywhere, like sure. Wherever you want to go. If you want to go down the street to the next CrossFit and say, hey, this is what I need to do, game on. If you like that, then you get started with us.
Yeah.
Once you get started, we do 5 one-on-one sessions. It's a beginner's course we call our framework program. And I called it that because it's the framework of everything else you do in CrossFit. We do basic body movements and gymnastics that replicate themselves in life. We get you used to what a CrossFit workout is. So it's not like jump into a class and, oh my God, I got destroyed. This is horrible. Or you jump into a class and you feel so awkward. You're like, I don't belong here. Like everyone else knows what's going on. And I don't even know what this thing in front of me is.
Right.
We have all of that. And we just make it this baseline. Welcome to our world. It's now your world. During those 5 sessions, we do 4 of our level method tests. And I'll get into the level method a little bit more as we churn along through
it. Yeah.
But 4 of those tests to give them an idea of what it's like to do some of those testing to establish that fitness baseline. After the 5 framework sessions, for the first 90 days, every 30 days, we do a check-in. Now, during the no sweat intro, we do an in-body scan. We find out their muscle and fat composition and kind of paint a picture of where they need to change. Do you gain a bit more muscle? Do we need to lose a lot of fat? Where do we need to go? And during those 30-day check-ins, we see, are we on the right path? If not, we reassess. You know, maybe we've been showing up to 1 class a week versus those 3 to 5 we talked about during the intro. Or you know, you really hemmed and hawed and didn't want to do nutrition in the beginning. even though that's literally the most important thing. Like, if I could do nothing else but nutrition and make changes to people's lives, it would be nothing but nutrition, because the exercise is great, but the nutrition is what makes it. And then we say, okay, let's bring the nutrition in, because you're not moving the direction you want.
Yeah.
And 5 or 6 donuts before your shift, pounding 3 bowls with double sugar, and you can't figure out why your back fat is starting to increase versus decrease, even though you're working out 5 times a week. Then every 90 days, we do another check-in for eternity. We're always assessing, because guess what? Eventually, you're going to hit your goals.
Yeah.
It happens fast. I had a member last night. She's been with us for 30 days. 30 days from her first check-in, like her no sweat intro, she's down 2% body fat and up 2 pounds of muscle.
Love it.
So, like, it happens fast. And so if we get 96 months, a year down the road, your goals might not be the same. They likely won't be the same. And so now we establish new goals, create a new prescription and a new path.
Love it.
Then when we have our classes, our group classes are actually not our focus. It's gonna sound weird, but our group classes are our discounted rate. And the reason why is you get the most results from one-on-one focus. Like, if you and I were to sit down and we were to jam about a specific topic that I knew absolutely nothing about, let's say basketball. I know some, but not to be effective. Sure. And you're an amazing basketball coach, and you just worked with me one-on-one, I would get really good really fast. However, if I go to a basketball practice at the local Y, and I'm just kind of running and gunning and trying to learn from everyone else, yeah, I'm going to get better at basketball. It's not going to be as quick. I'm not going to be as skilled. I'm not going to get to where I want to be. So we make most of our day about those one-on-one interactions, you know, connection. But when it comes to our group classes, every workout is scaled. Now, it's a term that's used in CrossFit, which means you have like the prescribed workout, and then scaled just means a modification off of that. But our prescribed is not a certain weight. It's not a certain distance or a time or whatever the case may be, like most CrossFit workouts. It's a feeling. So let's say we're doing Fran, a named workout in CrossFit, which is 21-15-9 of thrusters and pull-ups. It is a horrible workout that leaves people on the ground. You can do it in like 2 minutes if you're really fit, and you'll take 20 minutes on the ground afterwards trying not to die. Well, instead of saying, okay, you're supposed to be at 95 pounds for males and full pull-ups, you can do kipping or butterfly for males, we say during this workout, it's a breather. That means you should only be able to say one word at most during this. If you can say 2 to 3 words, you're not working hard enough. Your muscles should burn. Your thighs should be so on fire, you want to rip them off, hand them to the coach and say, hey, you fill this for me for a while instead. We talk about a workout. Because if I tell you, you have to be in a certain time or a certain number or something like that, and you get into that pain cave and life sucks and things start hurting, you can't breathe, you can't even talk, what's your first reaction? Screw this, I'm taking a rest.
Right.
But when you get into it and you heard what you're supposed to feel is this, and you feel that, instead of taking a break, you're like, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to. Trucking, yeah, and you just keep going. We do that for every workout. In addition to that, though, as I mentioned, scaled is we break out the workload based upon your level method overall level. That means we have 15 tests that tell us what your exact ability and capacity is across the entirety of fitness. Everything from strength to endurance to flexibility to speed, you name it, it covers it. And when you're done with those 15 tests, we know exactly where your strengths are and where those opportunities for growth exist that we can target and improve to bring your overall fitness up. That's hidden gem.
There you have it, folks. Mm-hmm. That level method, I mean, when we were there, I felt weird sitting there reading the chart. I was like, you know, everybody's going to be like, who's the antisocial guy over there reading the chart the whole time? I could still be there reading that dink thing. I was so fascinated and blown away. And you and I had talked a little bit about this concept, but it came to me as I'm watching it. I'm like, this is incredible, because, you know, I've seen, and you hit it too. I've seen through CrossFit as an athlete and as a coach, and maybe more heartbreakingly as a coach sometimes, that the RX is such a big, it's an achievement. And for most of us, that is, I mean, aside from coming in and getting started for some alternative reason, like wanting to lose weight, wanting to get in shape, like I started CrossFit because I wanted to add into my my running routines. I was going to do a Spartan race, and so I wanted to add in a little bit more grippy stuff, and then yeah. Just fell in love, and things moved on from there. For me, getting started, RX, like I can remember that was my goal, and I would start out, and I'd be like, I would go with an RX weight. I may not finish, you know, a couple of workouts, or I would be way outside the time cap and whatnot. But over time, that was, you know, that was what I kept connecting. And I kept driving towards that, and I got it. And that's woo, you know, yay, I hit RX. The point there is that I've also seen as a coach that when people come in, that same desire to be at that RX number, and almost sometimes a letdown. Not in everybody, but almost a letdown when that number isn't, they're not able to do it. Or even the CrossFit Open's going on right now. Should I do scaled or should I do open? Well, if I do the open and I scale at some point, then my open score counts in my scaled score. And I'm not going to do as good in scale. I mean, all these things going on. And it's like, you know, there's a paradigm, like a way that it funnels in and a place where it fits perfect. And so as I'm looking at that chart, the level method, I innately start looking down, you know, and like matching myself up. And I'm like, oh, purple right here. I'm purple. And then I'm brown. And then I'm yellow, you know, whatever. And, yep. And it was so cool because it was, as I'm looking, I'm like, this really quantifies for me areas of my fitness that I need to improve on, and areas of my fitness that I've trained for and that I'm knocking out of the park. And of course it was all over the board. And I just thought that was fascinating. And I don't know how you do that on a daily basis. That's magic, right? I mean, how you manage that with everybody, but I'm sure some of it is teaching your population and your community how to use those tools. But then I just imagine I interviewed a guest earlier this week, and we talked about planning your week, and we talked about the importance of celebrating the small wins. And each week's plan starts with celebrating the wins from the week before and celebrating your magical moments.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, I mean, it's like when somebody gets their first pull-up, somebody gets their first toes to bar, somebody gets their first, I mean, these things, it's just like, as a coach, I'm just like so fired up because I know how excited they are, and you're high-fiving. And so to be able to have those marks and to see that you've got something to move forward, I mean, what's that like?
So we operate on a concept of bright spots, those small wins, finding them every single day, every single workout, whether it's in the gym or outside the gym. The level method, though, provides an opportunity to get them more frequent. So sometimes we're testing and people advance, and that's freaking awesome. Like when you go from a 325 deadlift up into a 400, oh my God, that's huge. Yeah. You can definitely see, but sometimes it's the smaller ones that you don't really pay attention to. When you can hold yourself on two boxes with your legs off the ground in a dip position for 5 seconds, and you could barely make that. And the next your test, a couple months later, you can do it for 15 seconds. Most people ignore that. Like it's just right. Like, okay, whatever. But that's huge because that took you up an entire level in the level method. That's massive. That's a huge reason for celebration. Also, if that was the one thing that was holding you back from your overall level going up, now you just leveled up. Certificates come out, wristbands come out. It's like a huge freaking celebration. Massive for your level to go up. It takes a while for your level to go up.
Yeah.
Based on your lowest scores, not your strongest. And I'll use myself as an example. Version 2, the map we're currently working on, is the most recent version. They added an entire new category for competitors, the red category.
Okay.
It's based on the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu belt system. So you start at white, go all the way to black, and then you bleed into red.
Okay.
Well, I have several things that are brown and black and a couple reds. Actually, my upper body pushing, so it's a strict overhead press, is your body weight. And I was able to do 1.05 times my body weight. So I was like stoked and super excited. Yeah. But my overall level is a blue, which is several levels back.
Sure.
And it's so frustrating because you're like, for the love of God, like I am super, super fit. I should be doing these amazing things. But my kettlebell test was a yellow 3.
Wow.
So it averages everything out at your lowest levels and says, no, You're not as fit as you think you are because you have this area, this opportunity for growth that has been left unattended for so long. And so I fought and fought. I took the test 7 different times over to get it up to an orange, just an orange zero level. And I was like, yes. And then I finally turned into a blue, because before then I was at orange 3 as my overall level. But that was a massive celebration for me. Like, I got rid of that orange wristband, put on my blue one, like wearing it with pride. Like, I'm finally up a level. And that's as a coach. Imagine if you're that new person who's never worked out a day in their life. You come in, you do the initial testing, and you're like a white one. So pretty low on the map, but you got on the map. And then through some hard work, couple months worth of really training, dialing in that nutrition, you get up to like a yellow one.
Right.
Overall level. That's massive, because the test, you can see the numbers. You know, you went up in strength and flexibility and overall capacity. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
No denying it. So level method is... Honestly, if I was to discontinue the level method right now, I guarantee you most of my members would just be like, nope, we're leaving. We're going to another gym. We're going to find the level method, because this is life. Like today. So every Saturday at 8:45, we do level method testing. So we have 3 people coming in right now, 2 to get initial testing done and 1 to try to level up. And we do that continuously so everyone has a chance to keep leveling up, even if it's outside our regular testing cycles.
I love it. I love it. And do you feel like, excuse me, for the new person coming in, I know that, you know, my CrossFit journey traveled through a few gyms before I found family where I'm at right now, and went through a lot of trials and tribulations, went through some injuries, went through just things, some that I was able to push through, some that I wasn't able to push through. Do you find that when new people come in, do you find that there's fewer injuries? And what about soreness? Do you feel like they're still having a complementary amount of soreness like they would normally in a traditional class? Or is it is that more, you know, more, I don't know the word I'm wanting to use, but I think you probably know what I mean. I mean, are they sore? Yeah. Like, you know, they work out Monday. Are they sore till Friday? Or is it a little bit more?
Usually it's about 2 days. That delayed onset muscle soreness takes between about 6 to about 48 hours to kick in, depending upon the person, mm-hmm. anatomy, physiology, and all that fun stuff that goes into that. For our members, when they're just starting, it can range, taking about 2 days to go away.
Yeah.
Very rarely do we have a member who's sore 3 or 4 days later. And when you come in, if you don't have your overall level, because even though during the framework you get 4 tests, there's still 11 more to go. And that takes time, coming in on Saturdays, doing one-on-one sessions, whatever you need to do to get them knocked out.
Right.
But what we have a safety protocol built in that if you don't have your level, you're white, period. Like,
gotcha.
Just what we keep you at, it's no offense to anything about you. You could be the most fit individual in the world. Like,
yeah.
Matt Frazier comes in here, he doesn't have his level. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, love you, but you're white until you get your testing done. Because it ensures they don't work beyond their ability and capacity. With that being said, though, just because you're a white, like if you actually test and you're at a white, it is enough to challenge you at your level. So you're still going to be sore, just like anybody else doing a CrossFit workout. But the weights are appropriate to you. You mentioned going in and doing RX and you don't finish the workout.
Right.
How does that feel when you're first starting, when you're the only person still working out and everyone finished, or the time stops and you haven't finished it?
Yeah.
It kind of crushes your soul, right?
Yep.
But if you have the weight that's right for your body and the volume that's right for where you're at, it fits perfectly. So burpees. You and I see burpees and we're like, hey, they suck, but you know, they're a thing. Let's do them.
There you go.
Right. But what if you're 120 pounds overweight? Getting down to the ground and getting off the ground one time, period, is kind of a pain in the ass endeavor.
Yeah.
So we do things called bodybuilders, and we have lots of gradients to that. But we'll start out on a 30-inch box. You put your hands in the box, you kick your feet back, so you're in kind of a plank position. You kick your feet forward, and you hop. Mm-hmm. That's the first level.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel comfortable and successful there, we move the box to 24 inches and repeat. Comfortable, successful, 20 inches.
Gotcha.
Good there, down to 12. Good there, down to the ground. Good there, now we move into the burpee. So we've got whole bunch of ranges we can work with, and that's all just at the white level. So when you look at the yellow level, we have things that we can work with, and then orange and blue and so on and so forth. There's also safety protocol built into the level method. So with the version 2 map, you cannot do kipping pull-ups until purple 2. What that means is your upper body pulling is to a level that you can do a strict pull-up with 15% of your body weight added on. That means musculature of the shoulders are built up enough they can handle that force of a kip.
Yeah.
Same thing for like sit-ups. You cannot do GHD sit-ups until you can do any in a certain prescribed amount of time. Building up to any though, you have to be able to do strict toes to bar, knees to elbow, plus high volume, high speed abdominal work. So when you are doing GHD sit-ups, we know you're not gonna go down and tear your psoas.
Right. That's a
painful, painful thing to experience.
Yeah.
But you go through a complete range of motion on a GHD sit-up and you don't have the musculature to support that, something's gonna tear. And so the level method establishes a build all the way to that point to ensure that safety. So it's a really cool system that allows an athlete not just to progress towards the goals, but to stay safe. And it gives a great talking point with the coach and the member. So most times when you scale, when you see the RX, you walk up to the coach and like, I can't do that. What do I do? And they're like, pick a weight you think you can do, or I think you should do this. That doesn't happen. For us, you look up on the board and the levels are already broken out. The scaling is already done based upon the level method tests. So you walk up and you're like, okay, today's workout, I'm a yellow. Boom, I'm here. That's what I have to do. And your buddy walks up. He's like, I'm a blue. His workout's already up there. You guys go load your bars and it's just right for you. There's no guessing anymore. There's no lift the bar and go, oh, crap, now I have to go back down. None of that exists.
I love it. I love it. Gosh, so many different questions keep popping up. I know you've got clients coming in here in just a minute. It's so, you know, I want to honor them and honor you. You know, I truly believe in my heart. I know that, you know, some like CrossFit people will look at it sometimes from the outside in and think, look at the intensity. They look at the movements. They look at the culture and it's intimidating. And you know, being there and being in the middle of it, I know that the value is beyond the intimidation of just stepping through the door, and it is such a welcoming and nurturing community as a whole. I'm enamored with this idea that, you know, what you guys are offering just because of the ability to take everybody where they're at and create something for them within the umbrella of CrossFit. And because I think, as I truly believe, as a single entity, I don't know of any other exercise program that incorporates so many positive aspects that can benefit us in every aspect of life. And that's, yeah, I mean, so super excited for you. Hats off, man. What is the best way? And I'm going to include this. So I'll include links in the comments below when I post this on Facebook, as well as on our podcast. I will include links to all of these places, but what's the easiest way for people to get in touch with you?
Our website's probably the quickest. We've got wonderful buttons on there. You just click to schedule your no sweat intro. Phone number and email are up there. Carrier pigeons work. www.hiddengemcrossfit.com.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much. I will include that on the bottom, as well as your Facebook link. And if you just want to get in touch with Christoph also, I'll include that on there. And obviously, I mean, one of the most knowledgeable, intelligent people that you're going to meet in the fitness space, and absolutely loves what he does. So, dude, thank you so much for joining us early this morning. And
I really appreciate you having me. It was an honor.
Thanks, buddy. Go change some lives today.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Living Greater Podcast. We hope that you enjoyed content, and we ask that you please share with your friends and help us spread the word of Living Greater. Have a wonderful day.